Canto 1, Chapter 16. How Parikshit received the age of Kali. Sutta said, O scholars, Parikshit, the great devotee, thereafter, being instructed by the best Brahmins, ruled over the earth with all the qualities that the astrologers who predicted the future at the time of his birth thought he would have. He married Iravati, the daughter of King Uttara, and begot four sons in her, of whom Janamejaya was the first. At the Ganges, he performed three horse sacrifices, wherein the demigods showed themselves. Kripacharya, whom he had selected as his spiritual master, was therefore awarded appropriately. Once, on a military campaign, he, the valiant hero, by dint of his prowess, managed to overpower the master of Kali Yuga, who had disguised himself as a king, but who, lower than a Shudra, a laborer, was hurting the legs of a cow and a bull. Shaunaka inquired, Why did he, during his campaign, subdue the master of Kali, who, dressed up as a king, like a low Shudra, was striking the legs of a cow? Please, O fortunate one, describe that to us, if that would relate to the topics of Krishna. What is the use of other subjects that, being illusory, do not relate to his lotus feet, the nectar of which is licked by the truth-loving souls? That would be a waste of one's life. Osuta, those among the mortal human beings who are sure to meet death here, but who desire righteousness, truth and eternal life, call for the great lord of death, Yamaraj, to perform the preparatory rites. The great sages invite him because no one will die as long as he, the great lord who causes the end of life, is present here. Ah, may everyone in the world drink from the nectar of the narrations about the divine pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Those, after all, who are lazy, have a dull mind and are short-lived, pass their days and nights with aimless activities and sleeping. Sutta said, When Parikshit, residing in the Kuru capital, learned that the signs of Kali Yuga had entered the domain of his jurisdiction, he considered the news not very palatable and took up his bow and arrows to meet the conflict with military means. Well decorated, under the protection of the lion and his flag, and with black horses pulling his chariot, he left the capital, accompanied by charioteers, cavalry, elephants and infantry troops to assure himself of a victory. Bhadrashva, Ketumala, Bharata, the northern countries of Kuru and Kimpurusha behind the Himalayas, were the lands on earth he conquered, maintaining his authority by exacting tribute. Everywhere he went, he continuously heard what great souls his forefathers were, and found also indications of the glorious acts of Lord Krishna among the people he met. He heard about his own deliverance from the powerful rays of the weapon of Ashwatthama, and about the love and devotion for Lord Keshava among the descendants of Rishni and Partha. Extremely pleased therewith, he gratefully, with eyes wide open of joy, rewarded the people magnanimously with clothes, necklaces, and other riches. He, Krishna, who is a manifestation of Lord Vishnu and himself, was obeyed by everyone by serving as a chariot driver, presiding in assemblies, and acting as a servant by being a friend and a messenger and keeping watch at night, acted with prayers and obeisances to the liking of the God-fearing sons of Pandu. This filled the king with devotion for his lotus feet. Thus, day after day, absorbed in thoughts about the good qualities of his forefathers, not far away from where he was, a most peculiar incident took place. Let me tell you about it. Dharma, the personality of a religion, a bull, who wandered around on but one leg firmly, met a cow, Mother Earth, with tears in her eyes, like she was a mother who has lost her child. He questioned her. Dharma said, "Madam, are you in good health? Looking so sad with a gloomy face, O mother, you seem to be afflicted by a disease or to be preoccupied with some relative far away. Do you lament my three weakened legs with me standing firmly on one leg only, or is it because you are exploited by meat-eaters? Is it because the leading demigods are deprived of their sacrificial share, or because the living beings increasingly suffer from scarcity, famine and drought? Are you grieving about the unhappy women and children on earth who, because of failing marriages, have to miss the protection of their husbands and fathers? Or are you sorry about the way one in the families of the learned souls acts against the goddess of learning by not being directed at the person anymore? Or do you lament the fact that most of them act non-Brahminical in service of the ruling class, or even serve in business? Is it because the descendants of the noble class under the influence of Kali Yuga appear to have lost their minds and left and right have messed up the affairs of the state? Or is it because of the habits developed in society to take one's food and drink and how one dresses, bathes and has intercourse? Or could it be, O mother, because of your heavy burden, now Hari, the Lord who diminished your burden, has disappeared from sight, with you thinking of everything he did and the salvation he entails? Please inform me, O reservoir of all riches, about the reason of your sadness that reduced you to such a weak state. Or has, O mother, powerful time that even subdues the most powerful soul, stolen away your good fortune extolled by the demigods? Mother Earth replied, O Dharma, I will do my best to answer all the questions you ask me, for you are with your four legs, Dvidi, present in all the worlds to bring happiness. Truthfulness, cleanliness, compassion, self-control, magnanimity, contentment, straightforwardness, concentration, sense control, responsibility, equality, tolerance, equanimity and loyalty, and certainly also knowledge, detachment, leadership, chivalry, influence, power, dutifulness, independence, dexterity, beauty, serenity and kind-heartedness, as also ingenuity, gentility, mannerliness, determination, knowledgeability, propriety, pleasantness, joyfulness, immovability, faithfulness, fame and dignity. All these and many others are the most important everlasting qualities of the Supreme Lord, the never ever diminishing higher nature desired by those wishing for his greatness. I am, thanks to him, the reservoir of all qualities and the home of the goddess of fortune, myself such an abode, but I lament now that in his absence Kali, the source of all sins, is seen all over the world. I am lamenting both for me and for you, for the best of the enlightened souls, the gods and the ancestors in heaven, the sages and the devotees, as also for all people in their status orientations in society. Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, whose grace was sought by Brahma and others who for many days executed penances for her in surrender to the Lord, has without hesitation forsaken her abode in the forest of lotus flowers out of attachment to serve his all-auspicious feet. With my body decorated with the impressions of the footprints with the marks of the lotus flower, thunderbolt, flag and driving rod of the Supreme Lord, the proprietor of all opulence, I superseded beautifully the three worlds, but after my places, my worlds had obtained his splendor, he in the end has abandoned me, who was so happy with it. He who relieved me of the burden of the hundreds of military divisions of atheist kings incarnated just as well for you in an attractive form in the Yadu family, because you, lacking in inner strength, had difficulty to keep standing. Who, I ask you, can tolerate it to be separated from the supreme original person who, with his loving glances, smiles and hearty appeals, defeated the strong attachment of his sweet and proud women, and made my hair, my grasses, stand on end out of pleasure for being imprinted by his feet. While the cow of Mother Earth and the bull of Dharma were thus conversing, Parikshit, who was renowned for being the saint among the kings, arrived at the Sarasvati river that was flowing to the east.